Track 2.2. Unit 2. Reading 2. Community Development. A new business in town. In this month's Community Development column, our reporter Karen Brandt talks with Julian Vincenzo, the public relations officer for Mayflower Quality Home Furnishings.
Thank you for agreeing to talk with me, Julian, and welcome to the city of Carrollton.
It's my pleasure, Karen. We at Mayflower think it's essential to be on good terms with the Carrollton community. And for that reason, I'm very appreciative of this opportunity to talk to you about our company and what we do and what we have to offer.
First of all, let me just say, you're very brave to choose a city like this one to locate your new factory in.
Well, I'm not sure brave is how I'd interpret it. We looked at quite a few cities around the state and chose this one because it offered the perfect location for what we need. That is, sufficient land and enough workers.
Yes, I understand that. I'm referring, though, to, well, some of the objections you've faced from residents here. For instance, from people who say that your company philosophy is the opposite of the Carrollton spirit. This is a very old community, as you know, and its residents have been famous for one thing for a considerable time. Hundreds of years, actually.
I'm glad you brought that up, Karen, because I'd like to talk about that. I appreciate that Carrollton has been known for generations for handmade furniture. In fact, my grandparents have some old Carrollton pieces, like a writing desk and a table and a set of chairs. And they're beautiful. I sincerely respect that craftsmanship and tradition.
And yet Mayflower is a company that produces furniture entirely by machine. Your factory is going to be manufacturing the same kinds of furniture that craftspeople here have been making, except not with people, with robots and equipment. You can see why people are concerned that this might harm the handcrafted furniture traditions here.
I can understand the worry, but I think people need to take the many advantages of machine-made furniture into consideration.
Such as?
Well, as one example, affordability. Because machines can produce furniture faster and more cheaply, the prices are lower. That means the finished product, the furniture, is available to more people. A hand-carved rocking chair might be beautiful, but if someone doesn't have enough money to buy it, then they're not going to enjoy it. If you agree with me, and I assume you do, that furniture is practical as well as beautiful, then you can see why we feel it needs to be affordable so ordinary people can purchase it.
That's a good point, I'll admit. I know the handmade pieces can be expensive, but they're high quality, so they last a long time, like the example you gave of your grandparents' furniture.
But remember that machine-made doesn't mean low quality. Quite the opposite. Machines are actually better at some tasks than people. One example is working with weight, with heavy things like wood. A machine can lift a plank of wood that weighs several hundred pounds and hold it perfectly still. A person just can't do that. Let me ask you, do any of the furniture makers here ever have physical problems because of how heavy their work is? For instance, sore shoulders or bad backs?
Yes, sometimes. Of course, there are techniques that workers use to prevent injuries, but they're not always entirely successful.
Another example is with very delicate work. Machines don't face some of the challenges that people do, such as hands that shake or thick fingers. A machine doesn't get cold or nervous or sleepy and make a mistake. Wood isn't like paper. You can't erase a mistake. If you damage a piece of wood, you often have to replace it and start again.
Well, I know. I can't argue with that. It does take time and a lot of patience to do the really delicate work.
I'm glad you mentioned time, Karen, because that's another example of an advantage of the machine-made process. It's just faster.
I agree, but does that really matter? The stores here are full of finished pieces. A customer doesn't usually have to wait for a chair to be made.
Not an individual chair, necessarily, but think of how fast trends change. A machine can keep up with that faster than a human. That desk my grandparents have is beautiful, but it's not very practical for handling all the cords and power strips that today's computers and electronics require, for instance. People are constantly updating the look of their living rooms, their kitchens, their offices, and machines can keep up with that.
Oh, I know. Maybe it's just that I have a romantic notion of handcrafted furniture. It's so beautiful and so, well, so human. I think that means something. Do you see my point?
I do, and I don't disagree. But remember, machines were made by humans. People designed our machines so well that they're able to create beautiful, functional furniture. The artistry of the furniture still comes from people. It's only the work that has been automated.
I understand what you're saying, although I think people here would argue that the work itself, the actual cutting and carving of the wood, is important. Don't you worry about the people who do that, who will lose their jobs?
Well, I think there will always be a market for handcrafted works of art, including furniture. All we're doing is bringing affordable furniture to many more people. And rather than taking jobs away, we're bringing more jobs to Carrollton. Our factory will employ people in all kinds of jobs, such as sales and marketing, telephone support and shipping, to name just a few. It's not the same kind of work, I know. But motivated people can always learn new skills.
Julian, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me and to explain what Mayflower can bring to Carrollton.
My pleasure, Karen, and I hope to see you in our showroom sometime.